This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to Taking the High Road, a Driver Reach and FreightWaves production. I'm your host, Jeremy Raymer, founder and CEO of Driver Reach. On this show, I interview industry experts and thought leaders who bring their insights to the driver lifecycle as we discuss the industry's greatest challenges, driver recruiting and retention. I appreciate all the feedback we've received on the show so far. Definitely keep it coming. And please remember to rate and review Taking the High Road on whatever platform you're using to listen. Now, I'm honored today to be talking to one of the industry's most innovative and progressive minds in transportation, a leader in technology who has helped transform how we collect and analyze data, Steve Bryan, CEO of Blue Wire. Welcome to the show, Steve. Great to see you.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. The honor is all mine, but thank you for reading the script that I sent to you to introduce me.
Well, it's always
good to see you, my friend. Always good to see you.
Just wait, there's more. I'm excited to dive into certainly what your latest venture, Blue Wire, is all about. And since our audience includes leaders in recruiting and retention, I certainly want to be sure we discuss it through their lens as well. I'd also like to talk about your initial foray into trucking, you know, with Vigilo, and how you've helped modernize how we analyze and interpret data. And of course, I want to make sure we take a question submitted by a listener during our deeper dive segment. So does all that sound good to you?
Sounds fantastic, Jeremy.
And for those who, you know, recognize the backdrop's a little bit different, I've taking the high road on the road, and I'm actually recording this in Sonoma, California. So if there's any degradation of quality, I apologize, but you can certainly still see that I brought the Exactly What to Say books on either side of my shoulder. Steve, I've known you for many years. You've always been someone I've looked up to. Over 10 years ago, you founded Vigilo, which later was purchased by Samba Safety. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But you recently started Blue Wire with a solid team of industry leaders. Can you share what is Blue Wire and what problem are you helping carriers solve?
Yeah, sure, Jeremy. Thank you. So this is a project that I started working on in earnest when I left Samba. So when I sold Vigilo to Samba in 2017, my deal was to stick around for a year, and that turned into 3.5 because I was having a blast, a great company. And, I was spending time out at their headquarters in Denver and a great management team. And so I stuck around longer than they wanted me, but, left there about a year ago now. COVID really was what kind of, you know, put a stop to my trips to Denver and my participation. So started thinking about, you know, what I might do next, what my next gig might be. And of course, to me, everything looks like it can be solved with data. So, you know, it seems to me like they say, everything to a carpenter, everything looks like a nail, right? So to me, everything looks like data ought to solve the problem. So I started pondering whether or not there might be a way to collect, analyze, aggregate, perform AI, machine learning, all the buzzwords on data that might help this industry fight back against this rising tide of the so-called nuclear verdict. These aggressive trial lawyers who have gotten absolutely brilliant at attacking trucking companies following a crash and extracting these insane, enormous, completely out of all touch with reality verdicts. And they're accompanying what I call the hand grenade verdicts. The huge increase in the, what should have been $100,000 is now $5 million, that type of thing. So they're not quite defined as nuclear, but overall, these verdicts are out of control. So I started pondering what we might do to pull data together. And that's been about a year long. Well, not quite a year. And In May, we announced that we were ready for the industry. By then, there were four of us that we consider to be the founders of the company, four partners, and we launched the business or announced it back on May 11th, just about exactly 60 days ago. So that's what we're doing. We have what we think is some unique and maybe some innovative approaches to how to use data to fight back. And I can get into as much detail there as you like.
Well, I appreciate that. I certainly want to dive into a factor of it, which is, you know, reputation management. And I know that that's a big deal. We talk about that all the time on the recruiting side, especially lately with so much information available online. You know, drivers are often reviewing online content about a carrier and stuff like that before they apply. And so in managing that online reputation is critical, but this is a whole nother level of that. You know, shed a little bit more light, if you could, on exactly what Blue Wire is doing to help the industry push back against those trial lawyers. And before you answer that, I'll say I've been on ATRI's research advisory committee for the past two stints now, and that has been an ongoing discussion, an ongoing project of, you know, some research of what we can do to make that to change that. Because to your point, they have become absolutely brilliant at being able to really destroy, you know, in some cases, some companies completely out of bounds. So yeah, if you could shed some light on, you know, how you're doing that.
Yeah, well, actually, ATRI is a great springboard to have that conversation from, because they did, as you know, back in the summer of 2020, they released their nuclear verdict study. They did a very in-depth. I mean, I'm a huge fan of ATRI. I think they do an amazing job. Don't tell Dan Murray I said that. He's got a big head already. But, you know, they did a great job, published a really good report. And a lot of it, you know, we spent a lot of time really digging into that to figure out, you know, what is it we can do differently? You know, you look around the industry and there are amazing products and solutions and services that the trucking industry has at their disposal to avail themselves of. And they run from driver recruiting through onboarding, through compliance and risk management and driver training. I mean, the whole spectrum of things. Amazing what's available to motor carriers today that simply didn't exist or was very immature, say 15 years ago when I started, you know, getting involved in the industry. So you ask yourself, well, why isn't that working? Why is it that we have all these amazing tools and things to avail ourselves of? And they do. Motor carriers adopt these technologies way beyond compliance, beyond what is required of them in the regulations, because they care. Because they do, they care about safety. They want their drivers to get home. They do care about the motoring public. They have families. You know, this notion that motor carriers are these bad operators, you know, what you see on the truck billboards outside of every airport in the United States, you know, this is the reputation, the damage to the reputation is being done through that kind of, it's marketing. You know, it's marketing that the plaintiff attorneys do to, you know, to scare juries. That's this reptile verdict that you'll hear him talk about, reptile theory that you'll hear him talk about. Scare them, scare jurors. Convince them that the motor carrier doesn't care about them or their families. They flaunt the rules and we're going to punish them. And it's the only way to stop this horrible, horrible behavior. So we looked at that and we said, well, what can we do? What's different? What could we do that's different? Are we just another Me Too platform, you know, along with these other amazing things? I mean, I tell people, you know, go to one of the big trade association conferences, right? And walk around the exhibit hall. And just, you'd be amazed at the technology and the software and everything that's available. It's fantastic. So what could we do to add to that? And what we came to, Jeremy, was what is lacking, I'll call it the strategy. You know, you think about all these things that all these different product and service providers do. They're amazing, but they're tactics. They are standalone individual things. I try all kinds of different analogies here to see if I can explain it, but it's like we have, if you weren't feeling well, and you didn't have a general practitioner, you didn't have a doctor, you just had a whole list of specialists you could go to. Well, you would run around to those specialists for months, for the rest of your life, trying to figure out, why do I have this one pain back here? How do I get rid of that? And we are so, humans have all of these interconnections and interlocking things that one pain back here may actually be caused by something over there. What we need is that general practitioner, the doctor we can go to who will diagnose us and send us to the correct specialist. And that's where Blue Wire sees itself in this equation, is what we think is lacking is anyone doing the diagnosis on the motor carrier and then finding those vulnerabilities, what we call attack vectors. They are the things through which the plaintiffs attack to try and convince the jury that the carrier doesn't care. And when we worked through this months, we spent kind of digging on this, writing a business plan, rewriting the business plan. And what suddenly popped out at us one day is what we're talking about is reputation. That's what the plaintiffs attack. So we began to talk about reputation, measuring, managing, monitoring. And that's what we came out with in May, about 2 months ago. And the response has just been extraordinary. It seems to have captured the imagination of the industry, suppliers, motor carriers, insurance, legal. And we think maybe that's truly the piece that's been missing is this strategy to pull all of these amazing products together.
Well, you and I spoke sometime late last year on a Driver Reach chat, and you kind of were hemming and hawing a little bit about if you were going to get into if you're going to start up another company. You weren't shedding any light on what that was yet, but obviously the wheels were turning. You knew there was a significant problem in the space. You knew that this was an opportunity for you to provide value and help alleviate this major challenge, this major problem. And I, you have a great reputation, as an innovative technology leader in the industry. So I have no doubt that Blue Wire will be a successful venture and help a lot of companies combat that ever increasing the nuclear verdicts and settlement challenges they face. But I as a startup founder myself, I wonder, you also might be a glutton for punishment because, man, this is a lot of work starting from scratch. Now, you've done this a lot more than I have, but and I think having that track record certainly helps. But you mentioned
I'll tell you, Jeremy, one thing, sorry to cut you off there, but one thing, I have, this is my seventh software startup going back to 1989. And, there's one thing that's significantly different this time, which I am super excited about. I have partners. Never did that before. Now, it was always just the Stevie show, starting something up and trying to figure it out. And this time, I not only have three other co-founders of the company, amazing, amazing gentlemen with a lot of experience, but we have been able to recruit a board of directors that are simply rock stars of the industry. We have an advisory board that we're just about have completed, 10 or so people from all different areas of practice within the industry that are just an amazing roster of talent and thought leadership in their own right. So it is a lot of work, but I'm having a lot of fun because I have a whole team that is aligned on this. And it's not just me out, quite frankly, having to go to all the conferences like you are.
Right. Well, and well said. I think if I were to have an opportunity to do something like this again and start up another company, I think I agree. That's the way to do it. You mentioned a lot of other safety solutions, right? You mentioned a lot of companies that are great companies that you said when you go to trade shows, you see them. How is what Blue Wire is doing, different from all those other solutions? And are there synergies in some areas?
Oh, I think synergy is the name of the game, Jeremy. We will rely on partnerships that we will create with your company and with all those companies throughout that imaginary exhibit hall that I just described. There won't be, let me see if I can explain, there won't be a single driver record anywhere in the Blue Wire system. We're not getting into the driver behavior. We're not going to dig down deep. We're not going to tell you which driver or which place or which location needs your attention. What we're going to do is tell you these are the vulnerabilities that you have to your reputation. And this is what the plaintiffs go after. There's no nuclear verdict ever, not one that arose from the facts of a specific crash. The specific crash is only the open door to go in and find those vulnerabilities and paint you as a bad operator, as a motor carrier. So we absolutely must have the partnership and the cooperation of all of the suppliers in the industry from that first moment of recruiting drivers. I'll give you an example. This would be an area you'll know well. We've one of the things we're going to be doing a lot of is called text mining. So we are going to be essentially, we have technology, we're always working on it. It's going to consume huge volumes of textual material, written material from websites, from policy manuals, from everywhere. Even we've found one of the places that really exposes carriers is in the chatter that takes place between the dispatcher and the driver. I don't care how many hours you got left, you get that load delivered. Imagine that on a PowerPoint in trial. You're toast, you're done. So all that stuff can be found with text mining. And one of the areas we've already started to look at is we pointed that text mining technology at the driver job boards in the industry. And we find even there a lot of opportunity to clean up that language, to introduce safety as a bigger component of the enticement to join our company, as opposed to just money, you know, things like that. So, you know, we think there's opportunity from the moment of recruiting, onboarding. Are you running PSP reports on all your drivers, background checks? What do you do with criminal, that type of thing? All these things are those attack vectors that if you don't have really good answers to them, that's where the plaintiff will get you, you know, at trial or in depositions. They'll just murder you because you don't have good answers to these things. And all the way through the compliance and driver training and everything from, you know, DQ files, driver training, my old friend CSA, have to get back into that a little bit. And then on into the claims process. So that's why it is so critically important to us. You know, there won't be a single driver record in our system. You will not come to us to find out anything about a specific driver. That is for those of you in the industry that do those kinds of services that have to be a part of this. We're the glue, I think, that maybe binds this together and gives the carrier a very focused reason as to why do I need this and this and this to fight back against nuclear verdicts. And I think we're going to give a very clear roadmap and give that answer for lots of the services in the industry.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Really fascinating. Just the concept of that text mining that you talk about. I've never heard anybody even talk like that. I don't think anyone's thinking that way and realizing how vulnerable they are, especially in areas like that. And that's all discoverable. And I think that's something that nobody thinks about.
It absolutely is. Yeah, we're even turning it on ourselves, Jeremy. We are going to text mine all of the incoming customer support inquiries. And it can read, it's called sentiment analysis. You can tell how angry a customer is based on words they use and cadence and things like that. And we can actually escalate cases internally based on emotion. So we're going to use it on ourselves to do a better job for our customers. And we're going to point it outward so that they can understand where they might tune up their various efforts to fend off these reptile lawyers, I like to call them.
All caps? Is all caps indicative of them yelling at you?
Yeah, I don't know. Giving them all caps almost gives them too much. That almost makes them too credible. You know, all small, all lowercase.
So, you know, you mentioned COVID earlier, and obviously that's been something that we've been dealing with for the last year and a half. What impact do you feel the global pandemic has had on companies embracing technology? Do you feel like now is the time that that's changed?
Yeah, wow. What a great question. Well, let's see, two answers. So let me give you the answer. So from the perspective of a motor carrier, I think the answer is absolutely. I mean, all of us, right? Every business has embraced this, you know, the way you and I are meeting today. I mean, there's not that we wouldn't have done a webinar, but, you know, we always would have erred on the side of being together somewhere. You know, that's just the way this industry was wired. And I think it still is very, you know, it's very much a relationship business. But, you know, we all saw throughout the last year plus, a lot of openness to conducting business this way. Hey, let's get on and talk about it, whether it's a support issue, a sales issue, a partnership issue, a product development issue. So I think I think for the motor carriers, there's a lot of embracing of technology that, if anything, is accelerated through COVID. I know for us, for Blue Wire, we have made the decision out of the gate. We are a 100% virtual company forever. We will never have an office. Have no intention of it. And the benefits we see for us as a startup company, or for just really any, and look, tech companies have an advantage because it is a little easier for us to imagine remote workers. We don't have physical product to touch and that kind of thing. So it's a little bit easier for us. And we're all probably a little more comfortable with technology. But for us, it opens up huge opportunity for people. You know, I mean, you know this industry better than I do. And imagine if you could just sit down and make a list of the best of the best people in this industry, and suddenly you don't have to worry about the fact that they don't happen to reside in Portland, Oregon. You know, we can bring you onto the team wherever you are. Oh, and your developers in the Ukraine or India or some of these other places, South America, huge opportunity opens up to us to get people to work on this problem. So we're excited about that.
Is that, are you sharing here that that there are opportunities today still for Blue Wire? Are you looking
for
people?
Oh my gosh,
especially developers.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, we are, so we've gone through the business planning process. We announced ourselves, and we are, and I didn't prompt this question. You asked it, but we are literally this week, we are beginning, we posted our first job postings over the weekend, and we are now in recruiting mode. So that is something that took a little time. We needed to get a little fuel in the tank, so to speak, money in the bank. So we have that, and we're continuing on that process, but we are essentially just like Richard Branson did yesterday. We're ready for launch.
Nice. Well, that's really cool to hear. Real quick, I do want to take a deeper dive, because we do have a question from a listener who's seeking expert advice, and this is about technology. And the question is, will technology, mainly autonomous technology, remove the need for truck drivers in the not too distant future? I mean, I know this is not exactly what we're talking about, but I'm just curious from a technology standpoint, what's your take on that? Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, it's a topic near and dear to my heart. I did sit for 2 years on the ATA's autonomous vehicle subcommittee, so it's a topic I'm somewhat interested in, for sure. In fact, I at the company at Samba, I took a rather, probably what was an extreme position. We used to talk about that a lot at Samba. As you can imagine, a world without human drivers is a new challenge to a company like Samba Safety that does driver monitoring. So, it's a topic we thought a lot about. I think the answer is it's going to be a very slow progression. There will be levels of adoption. There'll be technology. Look, we already have it. We even have it in our personal cars. You go buy a new car today, it's going to have lane departure and forward looking radar and adaptive cruise control. Those are all starting to be part of an autonomous world, right? But I don't think we're going to see totally, robot trucks driving around anytime soon. So I think if the question is, should we just kind of wait for that and that'll solve all of our problems? I would say that would be extremely wishful thinking. I think it's probably, decades away before we see that kind of, our own, we can't even all agree to fix our bridges. How are we going to develop the infrastructure needed to support autonomous vehicles? There's a ton of work that needs to be done.
And then there's just the public acceptance of it to be on top of that, right? Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you there. And you mentioned Samba Safety. And so I do, as I mentioned earlier, Samba had purchased, your previous startup, Vigilo. Do you foresee further consolidation in the industry as more technology solutions come available?
Oh, yeah. Now, this is pure conjecture, so I'm no expert on this, but I think we're seeing it, right? And, we saw Omnitrax recently was acquired. Smart Drive was acquired by Omnitrax previous to that. Not to focus too much on the Omnitrax piece, but they also did an acquisition of Supervision, which is another driver monitoring system. So that looks to me like there's a lot of that kind of, call it transactional deal activity going on in the industry. And look, I think it's needed. It makes a lot of sense. If you look at almost any other industry, banking or go to healthcare or any of the others, there's a lot of big systems that cover the entire spectrum of what that industry needs. Trucking doesn't have that. We're all a bunch of disconnected systems. I mean, you can't have a conversation with a motor carrier where they won't ask you, well, how does your thing integrate with that thing? And how does that thing integrate with this thing? So I think that we badly need some leadership around consolidation of a lot of these technologies. It's going to make it better for everybody. Now, of course, I love competition, so I'd like to not see it be too consolidated. But I think it's, and there's, look, there's a ton of deal money out there. You know, you see money out there looking for a place to be invested. So I think you put all that together, and given the critical nature of this industry and the you know, quite frankly, the focus that's been on it through COVID, I think there's probably, you're going to see a lot more of that, what, you know, I'll just say what OmniTrax has been doing.
Well, that's good news for us, I think. Would you agree?
I don't want to be acquired just yet, Jeremy.
No, no, not yet. But just that environment in general, I think, is good. It's good. It's certainly good for us. It's good for the industry. It's good for innovation and progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree.
Steve, thank you so much for joining me today. Always great to catch up with you. And I look forward to seeing you in person
anytime, Jeremy.
Soon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Taking the High Road and spreading the word to your industry peers. We really appreciate it. Remember, you can submit any questions or comments, including those which may appear on upcoming Deeper Dive segments, at podcast@driverreach.com. And don't forget to rate and review Taking the High Road on whatever platform you listen. Until next time, thank you for taking the higher road.